Welcome to the Divine Feminine CEO. I'm your host, Rachel Lowenhertz, and this podcast is your portal into yourself, your place in the world, and how you desire to show up as you. This is a place for you to be sovereign, to make change, to master your destiny, and create a life that's crazy aligned with who you're meant to be. But who is that? And how do you manifest her? Enter, my love, and discover. Hi, my friends. Welcome back. I am so excited about today's episode because we are talking about building your wisdom council. These rings of support that strengthen you and enable you to manifest whatever you desire in a very beautiful, potent way. And this is a concept that I've been working with for a number of years now, and I've finally come up with an analogy that I think you will love. And the reason that we're going to explore this today is I see so many people, especially women, especially mothers, especially entrepreneurs, though not just limited to those, moving through life, trying to do it all alone. Looking at what others achieve, the successes on paper, and then looking at the self and feeling immense judgment. Why am I not there? Why don't I look that way? Why aren't I making as much money? Why does it seem so easy for them? Why aren't I capable of more? We live in this age of social media where it's so easy to post pictures of what's going well in our lives, but it creates this false perception that that's what normal looks like. And it creates this perception that we should have that perfect normal all by ourselves, without needing help, just within, and that we should somehow naturally know how to achieve it. Now, you've probably heard people talk about manifestation and what it means to manifest. Now, my love, manifestation is a whole lot more complex than many people make it sound, particularly if you're an entrepreneur in the business space, all this talk of abundance mindset. It's wonderful. These are wonderful concepts, but I do think that many thought leaders do a disservice by making it seem so simple, when in reality, most of manifestation happens on the inside, in deeper, more complex ways than we might think. Now, you may, if you follow any spiritual teachers or have embarked on a journey of spiritual growth yourself, you may have heard this phrase, as above, so below. And the idea here is that what happens energetically, what happens in the etheric, is what manifests on the physical plane. Now, if you don't buy into that, that's okay. Western psychology has an explanation for this too. It's called the superconscious and the conscious mind. There's also the subconscious, of course, but superconscious tends to be more of our guiding light. But guess what? Subconscious is what holds us back. Now, there's another beautiful metaphor for as above, so below, and that is the tree of life. Exact same principle here, but the idea is that when you look at a tree, it has branches that reach up into the sky, arching, beautiful, interlocking. But if you took a cross section of the earth and you sliced that tree in half lengthwise, you would see underground that the root system of that tree mirrors what's above. It mirrors the branches. And what's in the center of that tree is the trunk. You can think of that as yourself. And if you took a cross section of that trunk, what do you find inside of a tree? You find rings. The older the tree, the more rings it has. The more abundant a year, the more water and nutrients in the soil, the thicker the rings, because there's more the tree can draw on to grow strong. And of course, the older the tree, the thicker the trunk, the stronger it is, the less likely it is to blow over in a storm. And this is exactly what we're going to talk about today, because when we think about creating the life that we desire and feeling vibrant, healthy, happy, whole while living it, we can't do it alone. It's just like a tree. The tree doesn't just have a skinny little core. It has ever-expanding rings that support and nourish it. And you're here because you are ready, or maybe you already are, the divine feminine CEO of your life. Well, guess what? Show me a CEO who's built a company by themselves, who runs the day-in, day-out operations by themselves. It's just not a thing. CEOs have executive teams. They have business leaders. They have people that support the business leaders. This is how the world works. The queen bee of the hive doesn't make the honey by herself. She sets the tone, and she has immense support teams behind her. So today, we're going to talk all about how to build your support teams, how to create a wisdom council of your own. And there are a few different layers to that, these rings of support. And we're going to talk about all of them. I think that I will probably end up either creating an offering around this or doing deep dive podcasts that talk in more depth about each of the rings. But today I want to just give you an overview of this concept so that you can start tuning in to where your rings need more support. Because as I talk through this, you might say, oh yeah, I got that. I have that nailed in. You're right. It does support me. And then you might hear about another ring that you didn't even know you should have or you could have. So I want this episode to feel very energizing and uplifting for you. Don't exercise any judgment as you hear about the rings of support that you could and should have. Use this as a portal to say, oh my gosh, I have access to so much more support than I have today, and my life could feel so much more ease and abundance if I had this. So let's talk about your tree, my love, because you are the tree. What is happening in your etheric, in your energy field above, is what you will manifest below, but you gotta have a strong trunk around you to do it. So let's start with the inner core, and then we'll radiate outwards in our tree. And the inner core, of course, is yourself. But when I say self, this means your inner sovereignty, claiming the sovereignty within you. And I know that we talk about this a lot because it's very easy to be externally referential, to look to others for answers, to glom on to what society expects, our family expects, what we grew up expecting from ourselves, what made us feel valued as children, that often carries over into adulthood. And when we make decisions, if we make them based off others' expectations or these projections, these conditioned beliefs that we have, they're almost always going to be out of alignment with our soul's true purpose. And in practical speak, that means you're going to end up feeling really drained. You're going to end up on a path that isn't fulfilling for you. Maybe you took that job because it makes more money and you felt like, well, that's what I need to do. I should go for the job that makes more money because money makes me valuable to society or to my family. When maybe you should have taken the job that made a little bit less but fulfilled you every single day because you just loved what you were doing. Which do you think you're going to stick with long term, and which will promote your health and happiness? So to strengthen the very first ring of support here, it's actually yourself. But it's getting to know the true essence of yourself and shedding anything that is not sovereign to you. Because this is how you become the CEO of your life, is you learn to become self-referential. Because at the end of the day, you have all the answers within you. You don't actually need anyone else to make decisions. Now, I will argue that you do need all these rings of support to manifest in a way that is sustainable and healthy for you and happy and joyful. But you don't actually need anyone else to make the right decision. You just need to know how to talk with yourself. And we'll do another podcast where we explore the role of inquiry in this, the art of asking questions and tuning in to listen for the answers, because this is how you enter that portal into yourself. So let's talk about the second ring here, the ring that is immediately surrounding that self, that beautiful self, that shining light that is you. Your second ring is what I call protectors or guides. I like the word guides. And we can think about these in a few different ways. To me, a guide is something that either protects you, holds you on an energetic level. For some of you, this might look like a spirit guide. For others, a guide is something bigger than yourself that helps you gut check your decisions, that helps you align to something that is deeper and more powerful than yourself. Remember, when we talk about being a divine feminine CEO, the idea of divinity is not just that you're sacred within yourself, which you are, but it's that we are also part of something that's bigger than us. So this might look like your community's values, or the Bible, the Quran, the Torah. Maybe when you check in with yourself to make a decision, you think you know the answer, but where do you turn to be sure that you're aligning with something out of service, that you're aligning with a value or an energy that is bigger than you? Where do you turn for that first level of insight? It might be if you're not a religious or a spiritual person, and that is okay, you might turn to psychology. This might be your inner child, your subconscious, or it might be your higher self, your superconscious. There are so many different ways to access this. In the Hawaiian spiritual traditions, there are three layers of the self. And one is the can be aligned sort of with the superconscious, and one is more similar to the inner child. I'm simplifying it a lot. And I will be bringing on an expert in these Hawaiian wisdom traditions for us to explore in more depth. But the inner child often helps us discern what is happening around safety and nourishment. And our higher self often helps us release the ego mind, all that conscious fear-based speak, to really get into that macro level purpose, the soul path. For me, I have spirit guides that I can call upon. And when you think about energetic protection, when you manifest in the world, if you are someone who is intuitive or energetically sensitive, you may already have access to this. And if you don't worry, I'm bringing on a wise woman to talk about how you can get access to guides and protectors as well. These are the guides that hold you in terms of your morality when you make decisions. This is what protects you and wraps you in energetic love. And everyone has access to this, whether you are going within the self from a non-spiritual perspective, whether you are looking to the energetic realms, or if you operate in a world that is faith-based and you want to align with a religion. These are all ways of finding guides and support. Now, it's interesting because when you look at the science around health and longevity and happiness, people who do live in a faith-based community tend to live longer and feel happier. Now, much of that has to do with the close relationships that are in that community, but a lot of it has to do with aligning to a higher purpose. Aligning to something that is bigger than you, because it brings meaning to your life, it brings guidance and direction, as well as all the support. So I encourage you to inquiry with this and look at where you are, whether you are supported in this ring, because if you aren't, adding support here can bring tremendous meaning and insight to your life. A lot of depth and a lot of healing. So that is what you want to wrap that beautiful inner core of self in. You want to wrap it in those protectors and those guides that can support you and guide you and maybe even heal you. And again, we're going to go much deeper into all of these in other podcasts. And if you're interested, let me know if you'd want me to create an offering around this, because I think that there's a lot of potency here. So the third ring would be a mentor or a teacher, a wisdom advisor, as I like to describe myself and the people that I learn from. And these are your primary teachers. We're talking tactical teachers who are guiding you and really impacting you directly at any given time. They don't have to be the same all the time. You might choose different wisdom advisors or mentors depending on what you're doing. If you're starting a business, you might choose a business mentor. If you are pregnant and going to have a child, you might choose a doula as your mentor to help you with that birth. If you're an athlete, you might hire a triathlete coach to help you learn and grow in your physical prowess. So these mentors or teachers, some of them are going to be long-term. So I have wisdom advisors that I have been working with for years and will probably continue to work with them for many years to come. These are people who are really helping me grow on my soul path. But I also pull in mentors and teachers that are situational. Last year, Dan and I hired a parenting coach to help us become more conscious parents of our son. And she was a beautiful mentor for us at the moment. But the reason that these guides are the third ring is that they have the most direct influence on what you're thinking and doing. Of course, we start with the self, the inner sovereignty. We then check in with our guides and our protectors to make sure that, our inner sovereignty is truly coming from the self and aligning with what's bigger than us. But then these are the inputs that will impact our day-to-day in a tremendous way. These are the people who will transform us. These are our transformational catalysts. So curate them. Be selective. Pull in the right number. I usually have multiple wisdom advisors. I typically don't have more than three, because with three, that's a lot of information to consume. It's a lot of guidance to work with, and typically you'll really want to deepen with what's presented to you by these teachers and mentors. You might just have one at any given time, but if you have none right now, I would really look at where you can access a mentor. You know, when I was in the corporate world, I remember I always wanted a mentor in the business space, and I didn't really know how to find one. And then over time, my bosses, particularly when I had female bosses, they became primary mentors and teachers around how to succeed in a male-dominated tech corporate world as a woman, as a younger woman. So look around and see, is there someone who's already in your sphere that you might have access to that you could start to cultivate a relationship with? If not, look at how you desire to evolve. What is speaking to you in this moment, and where do you desire to be? Who do you want to become? Find a mentor or a teacher who can help you elevate to that place. Now, to find the right mentor, again, we'll talk about this. There's so much more to be said here. Go with your gut. Go with someone who vibrates with you, who you feel inspires and elevates with you. Because remember, as above, so below. What you're feeding into that tree, etherically, manifests on the physical plane. What you're feeding your superconscious or your subconscious will eventually come out in the conscious mind and through your actions and behaviors. So choose someone who makes you feel good, who makes you feel like a better, more evolved version of yourself. But that's not all, my friend. That is not all. Can you tell I've been reading Dr. Seuss lately? The next ring of support is what I call your council, your counselors. Now, all of these rings are part of your wisdom council, but these are your peer-to-peer level advisors. And these ones are fun and they're so important. And there are a few different flavors of them. To give you a little taste, you can have defined partners in co-creation. So I use a structure called the Femimind in my programs, which I learned from the beautiful Christina Rylo. And I call these co-creation partners because they're peer level advisors who may or may not be trying to achieve what you're achieving. They might be in a completely different industry, role in life. It doesn't really matter. But you create structured time to co-create with them and to receive their intuition on what you're doing. See what resonates with someone who's not just you. Think of them as an external litmus test. But also, there is so much value in receiving reflection from those that are not yourself. So much value. Because often, the strengths and the gifts in ourselves that we don't see are very apparent to others. So even if you're not actively creating anything, sometimes when it comes to personal growth, it can still be tremendously helpful to have these peer level advisors that go deeper than a typical friendship. And we'll talk about family and friends in a moment. But these go deeper because these are active partners, advisors in co-creation, who are looking at you and facilitating your growth as an individual, your growth as a soul. And that's a different relationship than family and friends with whom you operate from a place of love. And they're coming. They're our next ring. But the reason that I place these counselors on the inside before we get to family and friends is because they actually help you put the theory that you are intuiting from yourself, checking with your guides, and then learning the tactics from your mentors. They actually help you put this into action. And they are there for that explicit purpose. I have a few of these relationships. I have a relationship with my dear friend, Gemma, and she's definitely coming on the podcast. I think we'll do an episode just to talk about this ring of support and what that looks like, because we have such a special relationship where we reflect for one another, we informally coach one another, and we help to co-create, and it's very organic. We do a lot of it over Voxer. Sometimes we have structured calls. And I've had co-creation partnerships where we meet twice a month for an hour and a half to co-create. And we're never working on anything that's related, but we're still able to provide these breakthrough leaps for one another. So if you don't have anyone like this, you know, say you're in the corporate world, you might have team members. So some of those might end up serving as counselors or advisors, particularly if you're working on the same project. But I encourage you to find someone in your life who is a peer, who isn't necessarily working on what you're working on. Maybe they have a little bit of knowledge about it, and if they don't, that's okay too. But explore what a structured relationship might look like, whose purpose is to help you create or co-create your desired reality. Whether it's in business or work, in your body, in your physical space, or for some of that inner transformational growth. This is where you will put so much into practice, and it's where your breakthrough leaps will come from. So a lot of your transformation comes from your mentors and your teachers because they might be holding your hand through it. But when you put it into practice, the breakthroughs are going to come from your counselors and your advisors. Okay, but let's not leave out our family and friends because they are really, really important. And they are our next ring. And I call them your gut checkers because they're not active partners in co-creation. They might be kind of unintentionally helping you co-create, though sometimes they also do project their own expectations onto you, which can muddy the process. But they know you. They know your core. They know who you are. And they are beautiful to check in with when it comes to issues of timing, alignment, and nurturance. So for example, my husband can almost always tell me if I'm taking on a project at the wrong time because he sees the whole picture of my life. He knows what's going on with my son. He knows what's going on in our home, in our marriage. And it's really easy for him to tell me, Rachel, you need to take a vacation. Rachel, don't start that project now because you're going to burn out. He knows what my priorities are in my life. Do I really need to be working on healing my body, showing up for my son? And he also knows when I haven't been caring for myself. If I haven't been taking my healing baths with Epsom salts and essential oils, if I haven't been exercising every day, he knows all of that. So when it comes to putting some of this stuff into action, the one thing that mentors, teachers, counselors are not necessarily good at is stopping you from running too quickly. Because they'll inspire you. They will incite you to do more, create more, because that's the nature of their co-creative relationship with you. If you've chosen the right mentors, if you've chosen the right counselors, you should feel excited. You should want to do more. But remember, we're not about burnout here. The feminine and divine feminine CEO is about tuning in through intuition and not working to the point of burnout. It's about working with the energies of the world rather than against them. And your family and friends are always going to be the best for helping you honor the holistic picture of your life. So don't forget your gut checkers. This is probably the ring that you already have. So just remember to check in with them. You don't have to actively co-create. And in fact, I wouldn't put them in that role because that can, again, muddy the waters. It can create some tension. My husband does help me with audio remastering for this podcast, but I'm careful about where I pull him in for co-creation because, you know, he has his own things that he's trying to co-create. And if we're co-creators in work, well, we can't show up for each other in the same way in our relationship or in our home or as parents. So I want to talk about the last ring here. And I don't even really think of this as a ring. I want you to think of this as your bark. So what is bark on a tree? It's scaly, it's hard, and its primary purpose, it's like a thick skin. It surrounds the tree to protect it from bugs. So it's kind of like a layer of insulation. So yes, bark is very, very important because it makes sure that nothing toxic, nothing bad gets into the tree. We see this a lot in Austin, Texas. We have these beautiful trees called live oaks here, and we have to be very careful with them because when you cut off any branches, there's a particular type of beetle that likes to burrow into the core of the tree, into the rings of its support. So you actually have to paint over those rings if you've freshly cut a limb, because it creates a fake bark until the tree reforms it. Otherwise, the tree can die. So your last layer here, it's your bark. It's everything that's on the periphery. You can kind of think of these as, you know, what you draw into your orbit if you're a planet. And these are your influences, your influencers. And probably what will come to mind immediately is social media. These are the acquaintances that are around you. These are the people you decide to follow, the information you choose to consume, because there's a lot of information out there today. And some of it elevates you, expands you, inspires you, makes you feel good inside. And some of it's toxic. Some of it is fluff, doesn't really matter. Some of it's a time suck. And some of it can really throw you for a loop. Some of it is downright toxic, out of alignment. And quite frankly, it can be confusing if you have too many inputs in your orbit. So I want you to really think of this layer as a filter. And again, like your mentors and teachers, this layer, this bark should be highly curated. A challenge that comes up a lot when I am working with clients is how to deal with the toxicity that's on social media, how to deal with the noisy chatter that's out there. And my answer to them is almost always to just cut it out. Dip your toe in, get what you need, and tune everything else out. Follow the people that don't uplift you. You know, if someone's popping up in your feed and you feel a heaviness every time you see them, unfollow. Who in your orbit elevates you? Who makes you a better version of yourself? Who pushes your growth edges in a healthy way? You know, there's a lot happening in the world today. I'm not saying don't follow the news, but I am suggesting that you curate what news you consume. That you dip your toe in, you get what you need, and then you pull your toe back out. You don't have to stay in the pond, because if you do, sometimes the muck at the bottom, it pulls you down. And that's not where you want to be, because you're on a path of elevation here, my love. You are evolving into the divine feminine CEO. And I can guarantee you that CEOs of all major companies, sovereigns of their own lives, they are not getting bogged down in influences that aren't serving them. They are intentionally surrounding themselves with information, with ideas, with personalities that help them grow in a beautiful way, that uplift them, that make them feel better. Again, I'm not saying you don't have to sugarcoat life. You don't have to turn a blind eye to the painful things that are happening in the world, because, you know, we need to be aware. But again, dip your toe in, take it back out, and curate heavily who comes into your orbit. Because this is how you keep your energy pure. So when we think back to ourself and that inner sovereignty, one of the quickest ways to lose your sense of self, to lose your connection to your inner sovereignty, is to get too distracted by everything that everyone else is saying. That's why we curate our mentors, our guides, our counselors so heavily. I'm assuming that your gut checkers, your family and friends, are already curated. But even when it comes to family, you know, I have certain family members that I will intentionally choose to spend less time with if I need to be in a headspace that resonates a certain energy. You know, there are some people I will go to for some things, and, you know, I will decline a lunch invite if I feel it's going to bog me down at a time when I really need to be lifted up. It's not that I'm excluding them. It's that I am carefully curating what comes into my orbit, what comes into those rings, because it will change your frequency. It will change who you are and who you're becoming. So this went a little bit longer than I had intended, but I hope this gives you a really beautiful overview of the rings of support. And if you want to grab a piece of paper right now, I'll just reiterate them for you. You can draw a bunch of circles. So the core is yourself. It's your inner sovereignty. Then you have your guides. Outside that are your mentors and teachers. Then you have your counselors, these advisors that you're actively co-creating with. You have your gut checkers, you know, kind of insulating you before anything does manifest in the world to make sure that, you know, you're doing the right thing. And then on the outside, you have your bark. You have everything that comes into the periphery. And again, curate, curate, curate. Don't let anyone in there who isn't going to elevate you. You know, welcome the diversity of opinions that turn you into who you desire to be. And release everything else. Dip your toe in the water when necessary and then pull it back out. Now, in listening to this episode, if you found that some of your rings of support are thin or maybe non-existent, that's okay. This is all about bringing awareness to where you actually have access to so much more. A few years ago, when I started on this path, I would say the only rings of support I had, honestly, I think it was really just my gut checkers. I had my family and friends, but I didn't really know how to inquiry with myself and how to listen for my own intuition, that inner sovereignty. I had some guides in my community. You know, I had some faith-based morals that I was looking at, but it wasn't strong, and it certainly didn't have the spiritual element and the access to the psychology side, the inner child, the higher self that I have now. I didn't have any primary mentors or teachers, and so I wasn't consuming those inputs that were really lifting me up and transforming me. And then I didn't have any co-creative counselors other than my coworkers at work. I didn't have anyone who was actively helping me co-create what I desired. And then my periphery, it was just sort of an accumulation of whoever had come into my orbit over the years. Friends, family, influencers that I had found at one time or another. And I actually had to go through a pretty extensive unfriending curation process, not because I didn't have love in my heart for these people, but because I needed to be more selective about what I was consuming, because there's simply a limit to our energy and our time. So we owe it to ourselves to be selective. So wherever your rings are thin, simply bring awareness. You don't even have to actively do anything. The simple act of bringing awareness to, I don't have a mentor or a teacher and I desire one on this topic, you will probably find over the next few weeks and months that they simply come into your orbit because now you're looking for them. You know, the universe brings things to us all the time, but we're not always looking. And if we aren't looking, we won't see. So now you have that awareness and you can start watching out for what the universe might bring to you. Same goes for co-creators and those wisdom counselors. So we'll do some more episodes to deep dive into each of these, and I think I may end up creating an offering around this. So if that's something that you'd like to be a beta tester for or maybe get in on early, go ahead and email me at rachel@uncorporette.com. This is incredibly potent when it comes to actually making the life we desire happen, when it comes to restoring our energy so that we have the flow that we need to put behind this type of manifestation, and when it simply comes to evolving into the powerful, sovereign, divine feminine CEOs that you know is within you, well, this support is pivotal because you can't and you won't do it alone. There's only so far that you can go with just the self, with just the guides, with just one teacher. You have to have all of it. And there are some beautiful ways that we integrate the rings together. And we'll talk about that in future. So my love, I hope this has been helpful for you. I'd actually be very curious to hear from you about this specific podcast, because I know that for some of you, this is probably really new information. It's probably very eye-opening that, wow, I actually have access to all of this support. How do I actually put this into practice? So I would really be curious to know what resonated with you today, where your rings are strong and where they might be feeling a little bit thin, because there are a lot of different ways that we can work with this. And I'd love to do some follow-up podcasts to go a little bit deeper and maybe a training. So ping me, email me, tag me on Instagram. I'm so happy you're here, my love. I know that when you implement this, this is going to be incredibly transformative for you. You are going to have the energy, your manifestation will start to happen with ease, and suddenly you won't feel so alone anymore because you weren't meant to thrive in a vacuum. We are social animals by design, and we need this support, and you deserve it. And it's absolutely possible. So allow yourself some grace. This isn't going to happen overnight, but by bringing awareness, these rings of support will begin to build themselves. And if you need some help in doing so, reach out to me, because there are a lot of different ways that we can work with this. So, my dear, I am sending you so much love. You can feel free to count me as one of your mentors and teachers in your ring of wisdom advisors. And I'm giving you permission to look for, ask for, and receive this support, because you are so deserving. You have so much abundance that is waiting for you, and quite frankly, so much fun. So let's get to it, my dear. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this journey to sanctity, sovereignty, and sustainability. You bring such joy to my soul, and I want to hear from you. You can tag me on Instagram at uncorporette or email me anytime at rachel@uncorporette.com. I love to hear from you and I create for you, so please reach out. And finally, if this episode was meaningful for you, please leave me a review. This is how others will find the podcast. And as you know, it's my mission to activate the divine feminine CEOs I know will change the world. You're one of them, my love, so thanks for being here.